This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You need to know a little background here that will help you understand some of the words today. There were some people in the church of Thessalonica that were so excited and living in such anticipatory excitement about the second coming of Christ. Believe it or not, there were some people that quit their jobs. And they would stay at home saying, well, the Lord's going to return any day. We might as well just sit around and visit and talk with people. But unfortunately, what they would do would depend financially on the brother-in-law who was still working to put food on the table. I'll be spiritual, I'll stay at home, but I need somebody to earn, somebody's got to earn food for this family. And so Paul deals with that both in the first book of Thessalonians and the second. In the second book, he says, you don't work, you don't eat. So Paul was not telling people, just quit your job and wait for the Lord to return. Continue living your life, but the Lord is going to return. And you need to know the backdrop of that situation because it will help you understand this passage even more. Let's look at verse 9 again. Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. I love that phrase. You have been taught by God to love. You may not know it, but if the Holy Spirit of God lives in you, you've been taught by God to love because it's his nature to love, and it's to be your nature and my nature. You ever heard of a fish taking swimming lessons? No. You ever heard of a bird going to flight school? No. Why? Because it's just their nature to fly. It's just their nature to swim. And so it is when you're a believer in Jesus Christ, hopefully, your nature and my nature is to love people. Taught by God to love. You know, it's interesting. The book of Isaiah 43:16, I think, says, your children will be taught by God, taught by the Lord. Have you ever had a son or daughter when they were in preschool, elementary age, say something that convicted you of something going on in your life? Yeah, you have. Every parent has. You ever had a child say something so profound you almost wanted to say, how'd you come up with that? Because children will say things of a spiritual nature. And I'm convinced, here's my theory on it, that God uses our children to speak to our hearts. Because Isaiah 43:16 says, I will teach your children. And God will speak to your children to say a word to you. If you haven't experienced it yet, you will. You may be a grandparent, but you'll have a grandson or granddaughter say something to you about your spiritual condition. And you say, boy, that's odd that they would bring that up. No, it's the hand of God. It's the hand of God. We have been taught by God to love each other. And then Paul takes it a step further and he says, love each other more and more. He didn't mean to love each other in the abstract, you know, like we just love everybody in general, but not in particular. He's talking about real ways of loving people. And here's what I want to share with you. To love people more and more means you look for ways to express your love and manifest your love. I doubt if there's too many husbands, and I say it about including myself, I doubt if there's too many husbands in this room that in the last month said, Lord, help me to love my wife more and more. I doubt there's too many wives in this room, and I really mean that. I don't say it condemningly, just observational truth. I bet there are a few wives that have said, Lord, would you help me to love my husband more and more this week? Help me to have ways of manifesting that love. Give me another way to demonstrate your love for him or for her. I doubt if there are many parents in this room, myself included, who said, Lord, help me to love my children in a way that I've never loved them before, to manifest your love, not in some abstract pie-in-the-sky way, but in a real way.
This message will continue on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel, tomorrow. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.